Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The federal government is publicly moving to satellite track and tax every car owner, driver in this country. They are publicly moving to test all your children for their weight and to take them from you and to have inspections of your home, period, by CPS. Everyone who puts their child in Head Start gets the CPS visit, and about a third of them have their children taken. Oh, you didn't know that. Millions of children in the last several years have been taken. Millions. Millions. Thousands are missing in Florida that they've grabbed. But now, new ways to get in your life. And in England, if you yell at a soccer game at your children or other children, you will be criminally charged. I read that article yesterday. It's actually happening. This is the control, the total Orwellian control, always for our best interest. Wide open phones in this third hour and a bunch of other news coming up on the terror alerts, the earthquake, on the 9/11 whitewash commission. It's all coming up. Right now, Glenn in Colorado. Glenn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Suggestion for those people informing fellow citizens about the New World Order, I suggest that they don't waste energy talking to coworkers, church members, or family. I spent 20 years in sales, and it proved to me that it's easier to sell a stranger. Stranger has no history or ego with you or invested in you. It's amazing. Strangers believe you. I sold stocks over the phone to people nationally.
Statistically, I want to back up what you're saying. From thousands of contacts with people on the street that don't know me, but my own family in some cases will argue because they have an ego battle. They think you're trying to put them down, warning them, but somebody that doesn't know you will listen.
That's right, and so I only approach strangers. The guy that sells me at the stationery store, the gas station, somebody at a big box store, whatever. By the way, I have a big Berkey, and I visited a friend. He has a very expensive under-the-sink system, and the water was terrible in taste to the big Berkey. It was amazing.
Well, sir, I only push things I believe in. Water filters, videos, books. I don't believe in magic cures, super magic machines, snake oil of any type. I only stick to real proven stuff. And I bought Big Berkey's 4 years before they were our sponsor, and we're so proud to have them.
Well, you didn't lead me wrong. I really appreciate the because I've been looking for water filter, and I'd looked a lot of them. And I tell you, this has really fit the bill.
Well, about 150 years ago, the Queen gave a big award to the British scientists that came up with the British Berkfeld. And, it's why spring water is so good when it goes through all that limestone. And that's what it's doing. And now with the Black Berkey elements, it's even light years ahead of that. This is what the people, missionaries, and others buy. This is what you'll see in Africa in the villages. And, I mean, it's just tried and trusted.
Well, like I say, thanks for the... I'm glad they advertised with you because it really introduced me to a great filter.
I appreciate Glenn, anything else?
No, that'll do it. Take
All
care.
Right. Thank you, sir. I don't want to shortchange Bill on time, so we'll break, come back and talk to Bill, Joe, Michael, and many others that are holding toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. You know, Christ said, don't cast your pearls before swine. I'll talk to anybody and spend time with them, but if they laugh at me when I'm warning them sincerely, I mean, I know they're delusional, because if you don't know something's already wrong, you're not paying attention, as the bumper sticker reads. If you're not appalled, something's wrong with you. I don't expect you to have all the answers and know everything. None of us do. But if you laugh at me, if you think it's funny, if you think 50 million abortions is funny, if you think Bush about to sign the assault weapons ban is funny, or cutting Taiwan loose is a joke, I'm not going to waste my time. I'm going to move on.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Bill in Washington and Joe, Michael, Larry, and others. Bill, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Oh, thank you for having me, Alex.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
You're doing a great job. I wanted to ask you a couple of things. Are you aware of the peak oil lie?
Yes. This story about peak oil, and I've looked at it, I've studied it, is not true. We have enough oil to run the U.S. for 100 years at current levels in Alaska alone. That is the discovered oil. We have enough coal, clean coal, in Utah alone to run our automobiles for 200-plus years. There is oil everywhere. They have capped wells all over Texas, all over Oklahoma. There is more oil in Russia, they now are saying, than in the Middle East. There is oil all over the ocean. There is oil everywhere, but... The UN, I remember about 6-7 years ago when I first started studying the environmental land grab movement, wrote reports saying, we've got to create the illusion that there isn't enough water. So if people think there isn't enough water, create artificial scarcity, they'd rather, these governments, these corporations the UN works for, would rather charge you more money for less water and control your life. Same thing with oil. They tell you there's not enough oil. We've reached peak consumption. That's not true. That is not true.
Exactly. There's information that oil is not from biological sources, and there's basically an unlimited resource. And that's why the Russians have been able to find so much oil. They've solved the problem. It's just another way of controlling us. Are you aware of the scalar weaponry?
Well, I know that there are a lot of psychotronic weapons. We have legislation. We have patents on it. I know about scalar waves. I know they've been discovered by major institutions. I don't know about their application. A lot of that's classified, and I have no idea.
Well, I've sent you a couple of websites with information on that. There's a lot of information available
on the
internet.
Here's the problem. There is zero-point energy.
Right.
There are all these things, but 90% of the people peddling it are saying they've got the answer are frauds. I've investigated it.
Right.
Okay? So there is a lot of advanced technology. There are a lot of suppressed technologies. But, you know, the guy's saying, send me all your money and I'm going to start the corporation. You're going to have stock in it with my magic machine that gives you unlimited power.
Right.
But I can't show you one.
Right.
Or I got this box that'll heal you, but you just can't open it up. You know, I just stick to stuff I can prove.
Right. Have you seen Tom Bearden's website?
No.
Yeah. Well, I've sent that to you a couple of times. I can send it to you again if you'd
okay.
like. Next thing I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, how you're doing. Are you taking care of yourself? Sound like you're kind of working too hard.
Yeah, no, I feel great.
Great.
I feel awesome. I did about 100 sit-ups, which I'm out of shape, and my stomach's not that sore. My back is sore and is hurting right now, but other than that, I'm awesome. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Take care, Bill. Bill, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call. Joe in New York. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call again. I was just watching the news. I don't know if we can mention the news company that we actually saw something on. I'll give you the...
Well, sure. We don't censor people here.
All right. Yeah. I was just watching MSNBC, and they did a report on DuPont. They were getting involved with biometrics and how it's going to be used on your credit card. And they said that they would like to use a hologram, you know, of your face, and, you know, scan your face, use the biometrics, and put that on your credit card. But the DuPont came out with a new, different type of technology where you don't have to use a hologram, and it still takes a 3D picture of your face, because they were talking about how, you
know...
Yeah,
it's always new technology. The Face-It technology with the Canadian company Face-It is not new. They've had face scanning for at least 20 years. They take a digital photo of your face. They can take it from three sides.
Right.
They can combine it. Your driver's license photo gives them a good face scan.
Yeah, well, they were saying that this new technology would be better than a hologram because it takes days for them to actually create a hologram. They can actually do this type of 3D technology within just a couple of hours. So that's, you know,
what I'm telling you is... Sir, 2 years ago at some of the upscale clothing stores, they have a biometric scanner you step into in close-fitting black body stocking, men and women, and it scans your body for exact tailoring. And,
wow.
And they have biometrics for your walk. My whole point here is that there's this London Guardian article about a retina scanner to start your car to decide if you're tired or drunk or on drugs.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that before.
And they said, this British scientist invented it. Well, no, he didn't. The Houston company says they invented it years ago. My point is these companies are all such congenital liars that whatever new invention you're hearing about was some Defense Department creation decades ago.
Oh, absolutely. I'm aware of that. For every year, from what I was told and what I researched, for every year that goes by annually, it's about 40 years in military technology, for every year that actually goes by in technology.
Well, yeah, that's debatable, but there's a geometric doubling.
So you were familiar with the biometrics on the credit cards now, and DuPont was basically going to be putting that out.
Yeah, basically... Everything is going to be your national ID card. They're not going to say, here's your national ID card. What they're going to say is,
right.
And this has been announced, by the way,
right.
years ago.
That makes sense.
Your credit card, your driver's license, when you get on the bus, when you buy something, it all goes into the federal database. Already does.
Well, that's good because, like, for them, I guess, it's not good for us, but good for them that, let's just say you happen to lose your driver's license, well, they can just take your credit card and get all that information. I mean, it's like if they put everything on so many different cards that someone carries, they're bound to find one card that they can use to get all that information. It's almost like, you know, having a key to all locks.
Well, yeah. Did you know I have the 68 law that Texas passed? Did you know they passed a law to make you thumb scan to get a driver's license in 68?
Well, let me tell you something, Alex. I moved to Nevada in the summertime, and I opened up a bank account with Wells Fargo. And I was blown away because I couldn't open up an account unless I fingerprinted.
But I'm sure you saw an illegal alien, no problem. Did you know Wells Fargo is probably the worst?
Yeah.
And Wells Fargo just got an award from Vicente Fox in Austin a month ago for colluding with the Mexican government. They're issuing an ID card, a matricula, consular matricula, through Wells Fargo that the feds and the states are saying they will accept. See, again, full circle, a national ID card issued by Wells Fargo.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah. Well, I could understand that.
The Mexican citizen now has dual citizenship. I'm not exaggerating. You go to Wells Fargo, if you're a Mexican citizen, you get super citizenship. None of the taxes, none of the regulations, no nothing. Fake names, with that you can go get driver's license, everything else.
Where I live, there's a 7-Eleven, like maybe like 5 minutes away. And there's all sorts of, like, people from Mexico, I'm sure, that are here illegally. I mean, I'm not talking about a few people. There's got to be literally anywhere from, on a good day, 60 to 150 illegals that just hang around right on the 7-Eleven waiting for some construction guy that owns
there
the construction.
There are 30 million from Latin America alone. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I got this article here, Caution Over Computerized World, and we'll go back to more calls. BBC, a future where everyday objects have computer chips in them will have a dramatic effect on our lives. But we should know about the potential risk from technology, say researchers. The team in Switzerland looked at the health, social, and environmental implications of what is called pervasive computing. We should reflect on how we use technology, said Swiss professor of computer science Lawrence Hilly. A society is not reflecting enough. Folks, the average person doesn't know what the First Amendment is or how many states there are. The idea behind pervasive computing is that everything around us contains some sort of electronic device. In their report, the Swiss team talked about a future where computer chips, remote sensors, and radio transponders are scaled down to microscopic size. Already happened. And built into just about everything. Already happening. You could have a pint glass that sends a signal for a refill when it's empty, or even have paint that contains electronic dust particles that could control a room's temperature or turn a wall into a big screen. And it goes on and on in the article. And all of that's already here. I love these articles. It's always, oh, this could happen, and it's already in the stores being implemented against us right now. Right now. You want to find out what's really happening? The public schools. Let's talk to Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. A couple of things. Charlie Walters, I believe he was talking a year or so ago when I was listening to him about nutrition, and that's why Americans are overweight in a lot of the Western world, because of our farming practices, and we're just not getting the nutrition. And the reason people are overeating is that they're hungry all the time, even though they have a full belly, because they're not getting the nutrition. And the second thing I wanted to ask you was about David Chippers. Have you heard from him lately? What's going on? I hadn't heard anything from him
in
a year and a half on your show.
Well, let's take that now. David Chippers, the guy that impeached Bill Clinton, brought down the mob in Chicago,
right,
says the Bush administration had prior knowledge, tried to warn him beforehand. He's en route to tyranny. The film been on this show. He was suing the federal government to allow his FBI agents under him, people he represents, to be able to go public about Bush and the Bin Ladens. And last time I heard, all those lawsuits are tied up.
You going to be on your show anytime soon?
You know, that's a good idea. I should try to get David back on. I'm going to write that down, David Chippers.
One last thing is, or maybe we're going to swap Taiwan for North Korea. Let China have Taiwan, and we're going to have North Korea.
Huh? That's how they did it in World War II. You know, you're absolutely right. I'll comment on that when we get back. Thanks for the call. More calls coming up.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, the caller was talking about the globalist allowing China to take Taiwan, and then the globalist here will have a nice weapons sale, bloodletting, diversion with North Korea. And this is the pattern we've seen in other wars. These global empires are really controlled at the top by the same financial interest, and it's clear that they're going to get us into World War III in the Middle East, and with North Korea, with a Pakistan-India exchange, and that during that period, China is going to get into Taiwan. and it'll be just like during World War II. You see, the globalists couldn't just have one big global empire out in the open taking everything over, because then people would resist it more. But if they create a false bipolar political system, which they're doing again now with the phony terrorist, they're able to do that. And Bush, it's such a big deal. It's such a huge indicator to have President Bush changing 53 years of treaty with Taiwan and saying, you're not independent. They've been independent the whole time. And they're a little country of 30 million people boldly standing up against communist China. Murderers that are worse than Hitler. That's right, they've killed more people than Hitler, folks. And we just sit here and watch our neocon president do this. This is amazing. Let's talk to Michael in Colorado. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Good. A lot of calls from Colorado.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of us out here listening. We're doing our best part to spread the word. You know, I've got a couple of videos that I make regular copies of and give to people that I know and don't know. And so, you know, it's slowly but surely working, and the word's getting out.
Good.
I had a question, though. You know, I'm going to be moving back to Austin at the end of this weekend here, and I was wondering, once I get back to Austin, I was wondering, you know, are there some certain things that I can be doing in addition to the videotapes that can help, you know, just kind of speed up this process? Because,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I would tell you, if you're moving back to Austin, Texas, there are about 700,000 Time Warner cable subscribers in the metro area, and I would go down and get your own access show. Cost you about $150 a year. And you can be on during prime time, conservatively, talking to 15,000 people. So I would tell you to go get your own access show, to start your own website. I would tell you to call into mainstream talk shows and bring up real topics. You'll have to lie to the screeners. That's our free country. I would tell you to get involved politically in the gun rights movement or the land rights movement or for the border control. Now, there's a lot of issues where we need able-minded, embodied people.
Okay, those are some real good ideas. I definitely appreciate that.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, one of the best solutions in my videos, because we really do have great effect with people that get the films and make copies.
It's literally astounding. I mean, I talked to everybody for probably about the first year and a half I listened to your program before I actually bought any videos, and people just think it's like a new hobby I picked up. And once I get videos and I show them videos, by the end of the time the video's over, it's literally astounding how much their facial expressions, their whole mood changes, and everything.
That's good. And if enough people, and again, we're just one, you know, one thrust in this fight. We're just, you know, some of the sinews in the fist. But all of us together are having a massive effect. I mean, things are bad right now, but if we weren't up here on the air telling it like it is, being honest about how horrible it is, it's that tiny minority that sets the bush fires the minds of men and women. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Michael. Another call from Colorado. Larry in Colorado. Go ahead.
Hi, I wanted to see if you had any update on the Mariani case that back in New York, or hopefully Pennsylvania, on that one. And I was wondering if Paul Watson, or you remember or have talked about the taxation on the driving downtown in London, how they already did that. And
yes,
I know a lot of
Germany,
people don't believe me.
Germany is going to make all drivers, by 07, satellite track and tax, all commercial vehicles from taxi cabs to small trucks to large trucks are now having to do it, satellite track and taxation. And in England, they're starting the satellite track and taxation. They also are making cars take transponders that tax them as they drive, and again, going to the retina scanners. That they're beginning to implement that in England, and Oregon has called for it. Wisconsin is calling for it, the, quote, budget shortfalls, and just so happens the cars have the satellite tracker hardware in their ignitions.
Well, I saw a story, had to be a year ago, where they were talking about it going in downtown London because of the traffic, congestion and everything, and then they had a guy, I think he was in New York or in New Jersey, was bragging about his company had already figured out that they could tax people down in New York City and like 15 cents a minute if you're on Fifth Avenue, or depending on what busy streets you're on. If you're on a busy street, you get taxed.
Yeah, and we don't have to put up with this. The government doesn't need more money. We don't need to go along with thumb scanning for our children to get school lunches, training us to accept it in the stores where the thumb scanners are now going in. We don't have to accept the electronic voting machines. We don't have to accept any of this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
All right, my friends, continuing with all these loaded phone lines, great callers making wonderful points, continuing with this string of callers from Colorado. Let's go ahead, and I guess up next would be Dave in Colorado. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, wonderful to talk to you, Alex. I'll give you a quick tidbit here. One of the public schools here in town, if you know Fort Collins area, we have the largest outbreaks of influenza in the country, and, of course, the West Nile virus, which they sprayed many of our neighborhoods with untested pesticides, supposedly.
Oh, we have the same thing. Trucks driving by, belching it, spraying it at your houses.
But here's my story. My friends live across town, and they have a boy that goes to the junior high school here. He's 13. And they know my stand. They know I listen to you. They go to Infowars.com and the other, what's the other website?
PrisonPlanet.com.
Prison Planet. Yeah, I told them to go there too. And they frequent your sites, a lot. But I was talking with their son, and he's 13, and he's a fairly intelligent boy for 13. And I told him something about how I thought that somebody was behind the influenza, and he told me that the week before the outbreak, that two health and human service trucks pulled up, and they were, you know, like five people got out of each van, and they were going into schools and into the ventilation systems and stuff. And the principal told kids in the area to get out of the area or they would be suspended. And then that day alone, he said 12 of his friends got sick immediately. And over the course of the next week, over 300 children in that school got sick. And then there was the largest outbreak of influenza in the nation that began here in Fort Collins, Colorado. Just so happens we have a CDC center here. And, if there's no correlation, it sure is a big coincidence.
You need to get me the names of these young people. You need to have them call my office. We need to have them on as witnesses to this. And by going public, they'll be fine. You can't put up with this. Sir, I have read hundreds of mainstream articles on air where they have sprayed cities, towns, subways, troops, children with the flu in the past, with other germs, with bacteria. It's going on statewide for 6 months now in Oklahoma. Thousands of pounds of Subtilis globigi that they say doesn't usually hurt you. It's just an ongoing homeland security drill with hundreds of aircraft flights over all the towns. And they just calmly announce this. I mean, we have a government with Project Shad. Project Shad until 1985, and in some of the last tests in 85 that have U.S. and British troops stand out in the fields in Wales, they'd fly over them and spray them with nerve gas and kill them. Killing troops. Now, that's the BBC. So people that'll do that, I'll do anything. And yes, the CDC is the Center for Spreading Disease. They have had dozens and dozens and dozens of microbiologists. I have the Houston Chronicle that have died. The last one 2 weeks ago worked at the local university. He was a microbiologist, specialist, and chemist, had multiple degrees. He was studying the bizarre outbreaks on cruise ships.
Right.
Somebody in a van jumped the curb, smashed him against a wall, ran over him again, and drove away.
Well, and it's just like the influenza shots. Then they came in, and that was the next wave. He said they came into school, and he didn't get the shot, and his family wouldn't allow him to. But like a lot of his friends did, and it's sad that they did.
Now, wait, he said that the health department.
This was his. I mean, I want to keep them right now. I don't want to say their names or anything.
That way, but I'm not saying say their names now.
Right.
You need to get a bunch of the children together.
We'll email you for sure.
Well, tipsandinfowars.com. You need to get a bunch of witnesses, three or four of these young people.
We need to
get a hold of the principal. We need to get the records of that. But he said they were going into the ventilation
systems. This is what he said. I'm just heard the story last weekend, and he said that it was like on a Monday, and these two vans from Human Health Services or whatever, is that county or federal? I don't know what it is.
Be federal because they're controlled federally.
Okay. Well, he said that these people came out of the vans and that they were, I don't know if he said they had aerosol or what kind of things they had going on, but he said that they made them evacuate the area, but the people that were, the friends of his that were actually in the area that got out before this had started, the principal said, you will be suspended if you don't leave the area now. So then those kids got out of there, but those children actually got sick that day, my friend was saying, and they didn't show up to school the next day.
Well, there have been news articles. You can type into search engine, biological tests done at school, and this has been done before. I don't know about this case. I don't know if this is true or not, but get me some info.
I will. I will talk to him. In fact, I'm taking him and his family to go see a movie this after Christmas, and we're going to go see a movie, and I'll talk to him about it then.
All right. Thanks for the call. Thanks. Look, the tyranny is going to come to your door in a lab coat. The model states, and this is all proven, the model states Health Emergency Powers Act of 2 years ago, they tried to get states to pass it. About 22 states did pass it. It was a little over 22, but I stopped counting at 22. Then the police, the firemen, the medical workers refused to take the smallpox shot. They were preparing them into little brigades for security, you name it, how to round you up. I had one of the ladies on from Denver, city councilwoman. Oh, yes, we're prepared for your safety to put you in the sports stadiums and forcibly inject you. And folks, it was all over the news. I'm sure you heard about it. And they said the smallpox attack is coming. But then they couldn't get their own enforcers to take the shot, so they had to suspend the program. They announced a few months ago the smallpox program is dead in the water, was the USA Today headline. So we know they have this big plan. Bush got $5.8 billion of the $6.3 billion funding that he wanted for a program called BioShield. And this is to build three dozen level 4 bioweapons plants in major cities all over the country. To, among other things, make biological weapons, but also, quote, make vaccines for all these deadly bioweapons, and then to forcibly make you take it. And see, that's the perfect smokescreen for the tyranny, for the hysteria, for the troops on the ground, for the roundups. The British government calls them rest and relocation centers, mass roundup plans. The Rocky Mountain News reported, we keep going back to Colorado, mass graves, incinerators have quietly been prepared. But the border's wide open, and then you look at who's been behind the terror, it's elements of the government. If there's a major biological release, this will be the hysteria needed to get martial law going in the U.S., out in the open where you'll accept it. And so tyranny comes to you in a white lab coat. They're saying SARS is about to explode on the scene. Deadly flu. This is all just little precursors to get you ready. To let you know how evil these county health departments are. And I should say how mindless they are. They follow any order. Well, it was the county health departments that rounded up 400,000-plus women and forcibly sterilized them until the mid-1980s, and that's when they supposedly suspended it. They said if you were a single-parent family and your child made under a B+, that was grounds that you were feeble-minded. They would drop by, take your daughter, and sterilize her using medical students. This is mainstream. This is admitted. Health departments were involved not just letting black men die of syphilis, it's now come out, giving them syphilis. Okay. Health departments have been involved in everything wicked. For 33 years, the health department takes the blood samples from your baby, taken from your baby's heel, and sends it to the federal DNA database. I can keep going for hours. You want me to? The point is, I don't know if what that caller was just saying was true, okay? But frankly, my guts tell me it's going on. In 1968, and I use this example because it's something you've all heard about. In 1968, in New York subway, a biological was released by time-release light bulbs that had a hollow chamber inside of them, and the heat would cause the aerosol spray to begin being released. Deaths resulted. And the Pentagon had its medical officers and CDC officers at New York hospitals so when the people came in, they could log the results. Just type in Army test biological in New York subways. Prepare yourself for MSNBC, New Scientist, Associated Press, on and on and on. They killed mommies and daddies and people going to work. They killed you. And those that got sick, they monitored you. And those that died, they sat there over your hospital bed with a clipboard and coldly sat there as they died. Now, what I just said is fact. You can't trust these people. I remember back in 1994, right when I first got a TV show, I remember seeing a Time magazine article that said, well, they wouldn't do this anymore, but in the 40s and 50s, the pregnant wives would come in to the military station doctor to get some treatment, and they would say, here, miss, here's some vitamins I want you to take. There were hundreds of these done, admittedly. The woman would take uranium and plutonium pills, and then she'd come back the next day having a violent miscarriage, and in some of these cases, they would even film it for their databanks. How would you give a pregnant woman uranium and plutonium pills and watch her in incredible pain? And radiation poisoning, losing her baby. This is your government. Yes, this is an illegitimate government. They would take people's children who were sick and go, the children of GIs. We're going to give them an X-ray now. They would radiate them. Many of the children would die before leaving the bed. That's admitted. Check it out for yourself. Stop denying the facts. You check out what I just said. Folks, we have a government that would stick troops out in the field and fly over and spray them and kill them. Okay? And they want you to take their vaccines. I just hope you realize all of this, and I hope you're aware of this. And if we keep being gullible and denying this is going on, it's only going to get worse. You ask, why am I still alive if all this is true? Because I was smart enough to make films. And if they kill me, people will take what I have to say more seriously and will make more copies of the videos. I'm out in the open, standing firm, standing tall with thousands of other prominent people. It's the people that creep around in the dark or that work for this system that are fed upon by it. And 90-plus percent of people in government are good. They're just gullible fools who believe any form of wickedness is just doing their job. But it is that 10% that are knowing sociopaths in the power structure. And of that 10%, it's a smaller than 1% that are fully active and know the big picture. Oh, a lot of people know about the New World Order. Oh, yes. They decide through cowardice to join it. I will never join this system. Not just because I fear for my eternal soul, but because I love humanity. I love decency and honor. I'm disgusted by these degenerate eugenic trash running things. It's that health department you trust so much that puts you in a DNA database, and you didn't even know it. Let's go ahead now and talk to Angus in Canada. Welcome, Angus.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I'm calling. You mentioned a website earlier. I do periodic reviews on children's products, such as books and games and things from Disney and Reader's Digest and things like that. And one of the things that I noticed is some games that are coming out lately, maybe I should begin to address an awareness thing for the readers of games that maybe they should avoid or be aware of as parents.
Well, what I was saying is that when I'm in CompUSA, I will go over and look at the video games and read the backs. And
yeah.
Over 10% are being special forces, killing people, torturing people, or they're like Grand Theft Auto where you have sex with a prostitute, blow her head off, get more money. I mean, these games are truly evil. I remember 4 years ago, a game called Dungeon Keeper came out, and PC Magazine gave it a rave review. You kidnap children, torture them to death in your sub pit, and by extracting their soul energy by torturing them, which is what Satanists believe, you build a secret war machine army for the New World Order.
Oh, that's lovely. So this is copusa.com? Is that where I would find that?
I don't believe I ever set a website. A listener mentioned the video games. No, CompUSA.
Oh, Comp.
Yeah.
C-O-M-P.
Well, I'm saying when I'm in CompUSA buying inkjet printer cartridges
okay.
or I'm in there buying CDs or whatever, I will go over and look at the video games.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the M in that.
Yeah, well, I mumble.
Oh, okay.
I'm a broadcaster.
Okay. Well, thank you, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Hey, I appreciate the call, yes. I'm just saying go investigate. And there's a lot of these games that are doing this. Let's talk to Rod in Colorado. Go ahead, Rod.
Yes, sir. I'd like to comment on that guy that called yesterday and said that none of our planes ever flew over North Vietnam and all that.
And were never shot down. And, by the way, torture's good.
Yeah, well, Admiral Denton, or Senator Denton, was one of those that was spent 7 years in the Hanoi Hilton. And then the man that ran for vice president with Perot, Ross Perot, he also spent a long period in there.
So did McCain. So did Ron Paul, mentioned a bunch of them.
Yeah, well, let me mention one more man, Howie Rutledge. Commander Rutledge was executive officer for a fighter squadron of F-8s, and he led an attack over North Vietnam in 65. I think it was November of 65. And he was shot down, and he wrote a book. He spent 7 years in Hanoi Hilton, tortured, starved to death almost. But he got out there, and he was in bad shape. But he wrote a book with his wife, and it's published by Guidepost magazine.
Well, what do you want to say to the guy that says torture's good, and by the way, I'm a liar saying we had people shot down and tortured?
Well, we should torture him until he tells the truth. No, I'm only kidding. Torture is bad. Even in World War II, I was a Marine in World War II, and we would capture very few Japanese prisoners, but we never resorted to the kind of treatment that they gave to our people.
I tell you what, stay there, Rod. I want to talk more about this. I would imagine you guys fought even harder because you knew they were torturing our men, didn't you? Is that the case, Rod?
Beg your pardon?
Did you guys fight even harder against the Japanese knowing they were torturing our men?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to talk more about this when we get back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Oh my! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fioricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into.
Yeah, don't worry, this show is documented, folks. That means evil is going to be defeated. It always is. It implodes in on itself. Talking about World War II, you know, not just the prior knowledge of Pearl Harbor, but Roosevelt, the documents have now been declassified. We're talking Associated Press here. I had the lawyers on involved in it a year ago that got the documents declassified. 7,000 men, women, and children, civilians, were in the Philippines, and Roosevelt would not allow them to be evacuated for a full month. They said that, well, having them captured would be a great political tool in our media with the newsreels. So, folks, you need to stop being naive. We're talking to Rodney in Colorado, who was in World War II, and you say you didn't torture the Japanese like they tortured us.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's been plenty of books written since World War II about how the Japanese mistreated the Filipinos and the American Marines and even civilian workers that were on Wake Island. There were a couple hundred of them captured, and most of them were murdered brutally with machine gun fire and decapitation because the island was going to be taken back by the U.S. And they were brutal. They practiced cannibalism and everything else. And even when Bush was shot down, George Bush was shot down near Chichijima, and later after the war, he asked the officers there, well, what would happen if they'd have caught him first before he was rescued by the submarine? And the Japanese said, well, he would have been eaten because the commanding officer of that particular island practiced cannibalism on on any prisoners they caught.
Yeah, that's part of the record, too, but these naive people want to deny it. So do we want to turn into those type of beasts?
Never. Japanese were captured. They were in fear of getting the same brutal treatment that they gave. But when they found that they didn't get that, they were very, very delighted.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, sir, and thanks for your service to this country. Amazing call. Absolutely. I mean, Americans don't torture. Americans don't eat people. Americans aren't supposed to act like that. And that goes back to 1776. I've read the historical record from both sides. The British would kill you, torture you, hang you. We didn't do that. And to people that want to desecrate America, I'm sick of you. Let's talk to Malta in Denmark. Thanks for holding, Malta. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I just want to start the comment about the 1776. You know, we're dealing with the Queen of England when you're talking about the crown.
Yeah, that's a big part of the New World Order, yeah.
Yeah. But that's not the biggest thing I'm talking about. That's about this thumb scanning. I was in a lecture last year, and this year, in May, a little lecture, and there was about 20 or 25 people, and there was a woman was just speaking, and she was talking about mind control and the microchip, and there was very... I don't know. There was very most terrible. I cannot describe what she talked to me about.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It's horrible what they're planning. It's horrible what they've done. Thank you, Malta.
Yeah.
Call
okay.
us back tomorrow. Sorry to Bruce.
Come back.
Thank you, sir. Sorry to Bruce and everybody else that was holding. I'm out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. I'm so thankful to all our AM and FM affiliates. Support them. Support their sponsors. Tell them thank you. If you're listening on shortwave or internet, get us more affiliates. Call your local station. Get them to pick us up. That's how we get our stations. Get the videos. Make copies of them. Spread the word. It's having an effect. The websites are Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. The new film is Matrix of Evil. It's up to you, folks. I know these videos are working. Will you get them? Will you make copies? It's up to you. Phone number and stuff's on the website. I'm out of time. Get out there and stand up for your family. You don't have a choice. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey Filter Elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.